Simshin Chavov. We did Sif Tes. No, we did Sif Ches. We didn't finish Mishabura and Ches. The whole thing Mishabura, Sif Katan Chav Dalet. On the top of page Kuv Samach Beis. So that nowadays, nowadays we have a problem that it's nikar the person is doing the shame tefillah. So this is a whole slew of achrayim that come along and say like this. Then we call Malkam near the mutter litvah with the kirjai. But to go to mikvah because a person had keri is mutter. Why? The iser is because there's a tikkun taking place. Over here there's no tikkun. Why is there no tikkun? Because it's man chazal, which chazal asked a person who was about keri from learning Torah. So going to the mikvah made him mutter learning Torah, so that was a tikkun. You'd accomplish something by going to the mikvah. But over here, kimish and his batalah tikkun mutter b'tara b'tfila, afilo karam b'tfila, kvanal b'simen peches, that tikkun is no longer in effect. Mikra did, and a person is mutter to learn at the daven. So therefore, there's no tikkun taking place. So it doesn't look like tikkun. So Chazal didn't answer it. That Chazal asked tuma. They also said all cases of tumayim. But a mishanoig lahakal and limchus biyavik yiroy v'achreinim says from lahakal b'zeh. Most achreinim say it's mutter. But the person has to be careful not to do schita on the garment he's using to dry himself or on his hair, etc. Now the bir halacha over here, this is long bir halacha. Adam Mutter, back on page the previous Amud. So in the middle of this piece, it says nowadays that we're not knowing tefillah nowadays. We're not knowing tefillah for tumah mikra din nowadays because we don't have these issues. So maybe we should be talking about tumah kelim also nowadays. So he said it's not a kasha. So.
Well, we should not allow
Kalim
to be
toiled
on
Shabbos now. That's the question he's answering. So that's not a kasha, he says. Why not? So if you look at where the lines become wide, it's about six lines up before that, right after the brackets. The Shom Shaini, who davar shebe minyan, mitzorach minyan achal atiroi. Once Chazal asked Tfilas Kalim, even though Valkein after he's batal atam, when he's batal Xerish, it goes to Tfilas Kalim. But the Xerish is still in effect. Mashiach al Tfilas Odom, the Gozu Oz Klamishim, the Nirikim Maker. Bizman Chazal, when they would use these type of things, they didn't have a Chumra of not being Toivol, of not being Roichitz in Tzoynin. That didn't exist was Man Chazal. So Man Chazal, since it's near a maker, they never answered it. Minhida Yom Shalom Moedim Atzena Mirichitza Loi near a maker. I mean, Nikra Shul Hashem Tfilah, but it doesn't help us anymore. Yeah, we become welcome. Aloi Loi near a Gam King Kimasakan Ayat Tfilah Kayom Sheno near Noik Tuma Batara. So we sort of like the we should create a new Isser nowadays of a Nirikim Misakin. Well, the answer is it doesn't exist, a Nirikim Misakin, because nowadays, since Tumah Tahara are not relevant, it doesn't look like you're fixing anything. So what's interesting from here is he seems to be saying that this, that which we're suggesting to be Machmer nowadays It is not that we're saying that this now goes back into the original gezeira. We're saying that kilo, there's a new gezeira of nir kemesaken. And the answer is, well, where's the tikkun? Because what you accomplish? Nowadays, we're not knowing the tumah v'tahara. So by a nida who comes with the baala is a nir kemesaken. By Balkeri, had he been also to learn to be a nir kemesaken. But stam atome of a person, which there's no heter, the only issue was tumah v'tahara, the gabi, tumas and taras, and those kachim and truma, those type of things, which are not knowing as much as that. So there's no problem. Okay, so that's the point I wanted to pull out over here. So this whole chumrah that we're discussing over here is, we're like making up a new type of a gzeira. Now, all the way at the end of the Bir Halacha, which is on page Kuf Samad Beis, so about six lines before the end, there's a five words in it. There's a dot, and then it says v'da oid. Furthermore, the imhutar gomer writes a litva b'shabbos b'shachos b'shem kedusha tesevas kedusha. But this is all talking about a person who's actually Tomei, and therefore he's being Matar himself through the Tefillah. But if a person's ready Tor, just that he wants to get more holiness by being Toivol, like the Hasidim do, that's fine. It brings a rhyme from the Gemara more in Sethis Beya. Chikos v'sever tsever shabbos v'semere samach b'shem mishem haksovim. Okay, Achufima Shakosa Maril, the Yafan Noigas and Noshim, Shen and Tavlus, Shlobizmano, Shum Khashash Skita. However, connected this, we have a Khashash of Skita. So, Mishlam, if you have a need to be Tavol, I get it. If you do so because you want to create a Chumra of Tosefes Kedusha, there's a Kula that you're being makel, not worrying about Khashash Skita. Near the Gantil Kazoy Yeshlim Noya, but I love him a Mashal and Makilan, the Tulbashabas, Hechatahu, Bitzarach, the Tvila. So when you need to be terrible, okay, I get it, but you don't need to be terrible. Why should we be machas herself into a situation of a chashash schita? Okay. Siftes. So the So some of the types of things they used as soaps also had the tendency to have the property depilatory. That's the word. Yeah. So now you have a problem. You're being over the show goises. By doing so, so you're allowed to do this on your pani of a raglav, even though the person has hair in his hands, person has a beard, as long as they're not the roiv, and therefore it's not a psik ratio. Chafei lirchitz pani of yadav, an affiliation of zolkan, even though he has a beard, within sar roisha, or he has hair in his head. Actually, but you have to be careful not to squeeze out the hair, because there is an isser of schita on sar. So what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to take a towel and put it there, you know, pat gently so it's not squeezing. If the ones that you know don't pull out hair, even though sometimes they might, but that we don't worry about that. He wants to just make himself clean. Kamal and Kareem Shimon, the Rishonim is common as mutter, as long as the ones which affect the hair should not be the roiv. So you roiv, chazayin. Atam does psik reisha who also mishum guys says af shenim is kavin kli yama. What's the psik reisha? It's us. Fine. Sif yud. Mutter lirchets yadav b'mursan. Submersion is brand, so it doesn't cause the hair to come out. That's not a problem. It actually the chiddush over here is that there's a potential leisha problem. So apparently they used to use it. It was abrasive a little bit, and it had some cleansing ability. But it would make a paste. So you have a leisha problem. So why is that mutter? The gibel, the ramah kilacher yad shori. Even though it's gibel, it's making a paste, so it's a form of leisha. But it's kilacher yad. That's not the normal way. If a person wants to go make a dough, he doesn't use it to rubbing it on his hands to wash his hands. Okay. Apparently, using salt would clean off the hands. Problem is the salt, as you rub it, it turns into it becomes liquidy. So it's a marlet issue. Kolshkein bebaris shakar and zayf b'lashon Ashkenaz, and there's a kolshkein that using the soap, which starts out as a solid, you're rubbing it down into a liquid. It's considered you have a problem of a mareach and you have a problem of marlet. A bishar chaylev shinimuch al yodav havi marlet. They would make soap out of tallow. So, but as you use it, it would liquefy. So that's marlet. You're changing it from a solid to a liquid. Okay. So the mishabur lirchas yadav b'morson. So that's mutter. Wood and ponov. It's also mutter in the face. Even though he has a beard, the morsan who darashenim is meisher sayer umutter lashav shef bohen, because the brand does not pull out the hair, and therefore you're allowed to rub with it. You can't first mix the brand with the water. That's lisha mamish. You can first wet your hands. And after your hands are wet, you take some out of the container, and then start rubbing. Even though a certain amount of bonding takes place between the bran and the water on your hands, but that doesn't bother us because that's not the normal way of doing it. So it's not an act of leisha. So that's the Ramah. That's the point of the Ramah. So we're being matter doing malacha with a shini. That's not mutter lechatchila. Okay, nosan hamayim meir shabbos. So we find by lisha we're matter with a shini, but not the first step. Only matter the second step with a shini. So here we're matter in the first step of actually adding the water to the material. But over here it's better, so it's mutter. But you can't do it with salt. So as you rub with the salt, especially if it's sea salt, so you can sometimes have water molecules which are trapped within the salt crystal. So as you rub the salt and the salt warms up, etc., so the salt dissolves into the water, you end up with a drop of water. So you're marlin mamash mayim. You started out with salt, you end up with water. So you're being it's a marlet and it's a problem, which is diamond l'malacha, like you're making something new.
You're saying rubbing the salt in your fingers?
Rub your salt, you're washing your hands with salt. Okay. But if it's already been, you already made the salt water come in, as it's been combined and made before Shabbos, or it's either combined on Shabbos with small amounts or mutter, and I want to, you know, wash my hands with that water, that's fine, because there's no being well over there. Because there's not the level of Simishin Chav, as if you pay is Mishabarai and Shabbos. This over there was Chazal Asard making a very strong salt water combination, because it looks like you're preparing for the brining process of Kovish, like the Melibisho, whatever it is. But over there, the shear was two thirds salt and one thirds water. That's what's Asard. So as long as you don't make it that, you don't make it such a high percentage of salt, as long as you don't make this salt water combo with a very high percentage of salt, so Chazal de Nasser. Concentration was the word I was looking for. Yeah. Having Ireland, so the same thing is true. You can't use the soap or the tallow, because as you rub with it, it liquefies. So it's nylon. Having nylon, but damer the risuk shelag ubarach and inspire lebesim shen chav shalser gam came at hamzah. That's the same reason why we said you can't go be a dime and crush snow or hail, because you're being merlid mayim. So this had to go here also. Vayim lagan rum shekazav b'shem shelag ubarim yishes matirim bezep. That the holding cases are different. The Sirilahu, these are the materium hold. The Mashur Zachazal, the Rasik Shelag Gabar, whom Mishum Gzeris, Schitis, Peiris, Arnim, the Mashkin. So the Isser of Risuk Shelag Gabar wasn't because of Nerlud, of Merlud. That wasn't the problem. The problem was when you would have this liquid here that you generated out of the solid, people would perceive that you're allowed to take a fruit and squeeze it and get the liquid. So it's a Gzeira. Because of schitas peiris, I'm the lemashkin. Shaf a shelag b'bord lemimeim himam, because shelag and bord we use to make water. So I'm, as we're squeezing out the water from it, so I can squeeze out a grapefruit or I can squeeze out a grape. Now that's the problem. So if that's true, mikain baris v'shalchelev shenam amdim lemashkin, but the chalchil according to that explanation. The Mogen Rambam quotes on the Shulchan Gevurah. So, getting back to over here, that's relevant when you're discussing the Shelag and Borod. That's there's a Gzeira. People perceive it that you have this item, and the purpose of it is to make water. So it's like you have a grape. The purpose is to make wine. The person says, I have soap. The purpose is to make a liquid? No, the purpose is to wash myself. So over here, that's not what they're in the mashkin. You're not going to use it as a liquid to drink. So there's no skita. There's no gzera to skita. The difference between the chachila, according to that explanation. Okay. So the Mishabura on the sif continues on to the next page. The Tiferes Yisrael in the Mishnah is the same Tiferes Yisrael. Tiferes Yisrael writes, "The baris shalonu shehiraka, but our soap, which is somewhat soft, so as you rub with it, it smooths it out. So now you get involved in it's a remachik, which that would be relevant for all of our soaps. I'm not sure what the hard soap was like, but I guess it didn't peel off a layer. But our soap, you know, definitely peels off a certain amount. You're being mamachik, you're smoothing it out as you do that. Okay, Masha'i, so look, Inyan Shabbat, B'simashin Yadal, it's a Yadal of Ayin Shom. like you find by the case of the wax. That this process of using the soap is considered memoreach machek u amalocha psikreishah who poshet reshazor b'zaham al zem me'oid b'al hazer amal zem me'oid. We have to publicize this al kan l'sharnay levad kol zem rashi daf nunu me'beiz the beris meisher haseir k'zavran b'chinam minik kol yisrael l'hakram b'zah. So using the soap which they call beris alum, I don't think they make a soap out of it. You put the lye into the tallow and you make a bar of soap or a semi bar of soap. So it's not lye. Usually Beres in the Gemara actually is alum. So if it's a Meisher Seir, it has a tendency to cause cause the hair to come off, so then you have a different problem of Goises. That's the Midian Machmer. What's interesting with regards to liquid soap, so this is talking about solid soap. So liquid soap, as long as it pours easily, so there's no mamachik by it. Even the Rice's case of mamachik is you're taking mamash a salad and you're smoothing it out. So the Rabbanan, things like soft wax, could be that's not under rice, because even that's only under Rabbanan. But liquid soap, which mamash pours, there's no problem of mamachik. The question which arises is, do you have to worry about the issue of foaming? You're making bubbles. So it's like a merlid, the same way there's an issue of being merlid, the foam. So Ramosha Zatzal was machmer on that. Most Poskim held that wasn't a problem. The argument being that since it doesn't last, this foamy stuff, like after the same way the person who wants to put a whipped cream comes in a aerosol can, so you spray it out, you let it sit for a while, it goes back to being liquid. It just basically gets air. It's able to trap air inside of it, and the male gives it a height, and as the air eventually bubbles, it eventually bursts out, it goes back to this being liquid. So the same thing over here is, that's not considered a real merlot because it doesn't really last.
So that would be why the bubble soap is worse than the thicker stuff in that sense.
No. Merlot is the rabbanim, and machik is the rice. So if you're getting something which is really thick, like a bar soap, that you're dealing with a derisa of smoothing it out as you rub on it. But liquid which pours, there's no mamachik anymore. But
right.
But then the problem is, some of them come out, they come out foamy, or as you're rubbing the commercial, even just like as you're rubbing your hands with it, you're making a foam sometimes. See, he held the chumra, but the most person can hold the kula that foam is not a significant foam because it doesn't last.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the example I gave is, you know, like you, the same way Poskim or Matur spritzing out this whipped cream on top of your pie, because if you let it sit for too long, it just goes back to being a liquid. So it's not a real marlid because it doesn't really last. That's how they answer Rosh Hashanah. Oh, let's see the Berloch over here. Oh wow. The beer loch also looks like Yadav B'malach. The bottom one. I'm beer loch. Beer grab the dayta kadas harim migdali or peskin the apachal osur. The sicha kishtiya wakapanim rabbanon osur. So chaylev is also to eat. So the chazal have a drasha. The sicha is kishtiya. Rubbing something on your body is like drinking. So taking this soap made out of chaylev and rubbing on your body is like drinking chaylev, which would be osur. So that's the shittas which are mafmer. The doctor Ben Otam siyata the shetiru b'zeh legamri. Ben Otam holds it's mutter. Mio minig olam lechetz beveri shalonu hanasim mechelev. Like ezem adatakim zehirim b'zeh the minig is the meiko. Medatakim are careful. Mimotzi lahasik beris shanasim shalom mechelev. Bavadi nafal locha shlatazim achirim b'zeh. If you have another option, you don't have to use this tray for the soap. You should definitely. Your mishmer says you should be machmer on it. What a person does have to care for about some of the really fancy stuff is basa b'chol. Basa b'chol is also b'hanoah. So that already makes things more complicated. And basa b'chol is also even shalak kederach and also not in the normal way of using. So that you should be careful about. Okay.